Wisconsin is known for cheese, and in the southern part of the state, its importance led to a phrase some recall fondly, like Monroe Mayor Ron Marsh.
Green County, we call it Green County Gold. That slogan has sort of went away
Right.
a little bit. But we have the most master cheesemakers in the country.
If you think of Wisconsin as a hand or mitten, Greene County would make up part of the wrist, the cuff bordering Illinois. The area boasts more than a dozen specialty cheese factories and two microbreweries. At the Minhas Brewery, a couple blocks off the Courthouse Square in Monroe, people taking a tour can see and smell how beer is bottled and canned by fast-moving conveyor belts. Beer and cheese are a sort of cultural touchstone for Greene County, with its German and Swiss heritage. There are a number of farms, but Pamela Christopher of the Monroe Chamber of Commerce says that's not where most people work.
Production, which obviously manufacturing, you're looking at there is on this breakout for Greene County, 9,093 workers that are just in production alone. Agriculture probably would shock you is 1,880, so it's not as quite as high as people would think that it is in our county.
A significant number of Greene County residents work elsewhere. According to the 2000 census, 32% of them in Greene County commute north for jobs in Dane County. Others used to head east to the now closed GM plant in Janesville. According to a UW Extension labor study, 26 workers from Greene County were employed at the General Motors plant. But Anna Schrampke, who directs the Greene County Development Corporation, says many others lost jobs because they worked at companies that supplied the plant.
Our unemployment rate's the highest that I've ever seen. So it's just, this last year has just been really stressful on people.
Jobless figures for February were 9.9% in Greene County, and any announcement of jobs is welcome. Orchid International in Monroe is going to make electric engines for GM and blades for wind turbines. Orchid plans to train and hire up to 30 displaced auto workers from Greene County using a national grant. While the future of manufacturing in Greene County is uncertain, Schrampke says Greene County has at least been able to rely on a steady taste for tourism.
Cheese Days attracts many, many people out of the Chicago area, so that's going to be coming up. Whether we are talking about the little small town festivals, getting that income, that sale from out of state is very, very important.
Organizers of the festival known as Cheese Days estimate it attracts 150,000 people over 3 days. The town in which it's held, Monroe, has about 1,100 residents. So for one weekend in the fall, the population swells, along with community pride. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.